This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and a very late afternoon over my end from Singapore.
We've got a busy week ahead with plenty of data coming up, but let's first get your view of markets today. Of course, the ongoing crisis in the Middle East continues. Obviously, we've seen oil prices soar, but I understand they're a little bit steadier today.
Yes, precisely. So what we could see right now is there's a lot of conflicting news flow coming up from the situation in this ongoing US-Iran war conflict that is entering into its 17th day over here. So one thing particularly negative surrounding the Middle East region was there's this key UAE port of Fajairah being hit by an Iranian drone, where potentially it could lead to some form of oil supply disruption. And on the positive side of the things over here is that U.S. President Trump claims that U.S. and Iran, both sides are now talking. But however, from the Iran side of view, they deny any form of a breakthrough or any form of negotiation between both sides. So what we could see over here is a bit of choppy session in the oil market. So at the start of today's Asia session, we see the West Texas crude oil rallying close to about 1%, hitting around $101 US dollar per barrel. But as the market unfolds in the later part of the day, what we are seeing right now is that there's a dip in the Asian session rally today, where right now we start to see the West Texas crude oil, the WTI crude oil, almost trading unchanged right now. If you look at the futures contract, and if you look at Brent crude right now, it's only up marginally, 0.15%, $104 dollar per barrel. And with this kind of a tempering of this this oil rally, where its early Asia session gains has been trimmed off, that actually created a mild positive feedback loop on the broader US stock market based on the futures contract right now. Both the E-mini futures are up marginally as you are speaking. The S&P 500 E-mini futures is up by 0.3%. The NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures is up by 0.44%.
As I said, Kelvin, very busy week ahead, particularly from central banks. We're going to hear from the RBA, but also from the Bank of England. And of course, just a few weeks ago, everybody was predicting cuts in rates, but we're going the other way at the moment.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at the situation right now, it's all arising from the potential prolonged impact of this Middle East geopolitical risk premium factor, given the fact that both key stakeholder that is causing this dramatic increase in oil prices, which is supply side scenario, the US and Iran is not showing any signs of de-escalation of this ongoing conflict. So what we could see right now is that there is an increase in this fear of stagflation risk coming back into the picture again. So some market participants are going back to the playbook of 2022, where we see a confluence of factors due to the pandemic as well as the Ukraine-Russia conflict at that point in time, increasing the supply of food. So this time around is increasing the supply of oil, which has a much bigger impact given that oil has tremendous trickle-down impact on most of the commodity prices. So with this stagflation fear scenario increasing in terms of probability, right now we are seeing a slew of central bankers, especially in Australia, which has kickstarted its first interest rate hike in early February. So tomorrow we'll have an RBA meeting over here. So RBA has already, interestingly, market participants is expecting RBA to do another interest rate hike tomorrow to increase the policy cash rate by another 25 basis point to bring it up to 4.1%, potentially from the current rate of 3.85%. So because of this hawkish vibe being, what you call it, portrayed by RBA, but that has already been guided by RBA officials in the last 4 weeks or so, stating that they are now facing a much more healthier labor market, and in one form, also external inflationary, we call it external factors that are increasing their inflation trend in Australia, or make it sticky above their desired target of 2% to 3%, 2%/3%. So that has really been priced into the market. So what market participants wants to hear right now is, will be the press conference by RBA governor tomorrow, out at 12:30 PM Singapore time. So market participants will be paying close attention to her tonality. Will this be more of a kind of a, put it away, that a cautious hike rather than a series of interest rate hike going forward? And that will actually determine the path of the Aussie dollar. So if you look at the Aussie dollar, on one hand, it's holding rather firm against the other major currency and against the dollar. If you base on a 1 month rolling performance, if you look at against the USD, the Aussie dollar only declined marginally against the USD by -0.4%. But however, if you look at the other currency like the euro, the sterling, they are both down by a much more higher magnitude, where the euro is down by -3.5%, the sterling is down by -2.9% against the USD based on a 1 month rolling performance basis. And next up on the calendar, we'll be looking at the three other central banks. So let me touch on the US Federal Reserve first, which is on the Wednesday, 18th of March. So for the US Federal Reserve, market participants now are 100% expecting no interest rate cut at all. So they're expecting the Fed to maintain for the second time of this year, to allow the Fed funds rate to be at 3.5% to 3.75%. So just a quick recap, the Fed kickstarted its current interest rate cut cycle by cutting three times late last year. All right. So at the start of this year, and also before the start of this current US-Iran war, market is still looking for two interest rate cuts. Alright, so that was about what, 3 weeks ago. But however, based on the latest Fed funds futures contract traders' behavior as compiled by the CME Fed Watch 2, market participants in the Fed funds futures contract is now only looking at only one interest rate cut to come to for the Fed. Alright, so that will be penciled in down the calendar, either on the 16th of September 2026 FOMC meeting, or on the 28th of October 2026 FOMC meeting. All right, so that has been the two interest rate cut has been reduced to one interest rate cut. And this one interest rate cut for this year by the Fed has been pushed down the calendar beyond the summer months to be either in September or October. So that that's actually came in line, I would say, with the latest dot plot that was being published last year, December. So in last year, December, the dot plot as expressed by the US Federal Reserve median projection for the Fed funds rate also indicate one interest rate cut for 2026. So this time around, market participants were paying very close attention either than the US Federal Reserve monetary policy decision outcome. Also, with the new release of this latest dot plot that will be released on the same date as well, on the 18th of March, for any revised updates on the dot plot. So especially on inflation trend and as well as economic growth. So if the US officials upgraded their median projection on inflation trend and they reduce the interest rate cut projection for this year that means i.e. no longer looking for any interest rate cut at all, that means zero interest rate cut for 2026, that could potentially see a further uptick in the US dollar strength, as we know that the US dollar index has been up significantly in the last 4 weeks. So it hit to a close. The US dollar index actually now is coming to a high that was not seen since May last year. So that's close to around what, six months plus of high. Okay, so right now it traded close to 100.50, which is the key range resistance that has been in play since the high of 28th of May 2025. So for sure, in order to break up above this 100.50 level on the US dollar index, the key catalyst is likely coming from the new monetary policy guidance coming from the Fed on this Wednesday. But on top of that, we know that in foreign exchange market, everything is relative. We also need to consider other major central banks as well. So if you look at other major central banks, that will be the ECB and as well as Bank of England, because these two European currency has a significant higher weightage in the US dollar index over here. So if you look at the current situation for ECB and Bank of England, at the start of this year, they are looking for some form of continuation of either an interest rate cut from Bank of England, and where the ECB side will continue to pause its a policy rate for the entire year of 2026. So if you look at the current situation right now in the interest rate swap market for Eurozone and as well as UK, so for market participants right now, very interestingly, due to the rising risk of stagflationary fears over here, market is now looking for at least one interest rate hike from both of these European central, both ECB and as well as Bank of England this year before 2026 ends. But however, for this week meeting, market participants is still expecting no change from both BOE and Bank of England. So for the Bank of England, market participant is expecting it to maintain status quo, no change at 3.75%. And however, for and in addition, the ECB to maintain its key deposit rate at 2% as well. But market participants will be looking forward to the MPC statement, whether would there be much more officials starts to paint a more hawkish tone in line with the short-term interest rate swap market in UK. And also for the ECB, market participants will be paying very close attention to the press conference held by ECB President Lagarde, whether she starts to change her tonality of any mentioning about a rising stagflation fear in Eurozone. So that will also gel in line with the short-term Eurozone interest rate swap market, which is looking for at least a 25 basis point hike by ECB as well before 2026 ends. So lastly will be the Bank of Japan. So very likely the Bank of Japan will remain status quo again. No change for the Bank of Japan to maintain its current policy rate at this 0.75%. But however, market participants now has priced in a higher odds that the Bank of Japan may not even hike rates at all for this year due to the slowing down of the Japanese economy caused by this higher oil prices. In a way, that means talking about stagflation fear, that means lowering of economic growth. But however, inflation trend still remains stable above that 2% target that the Bank of Japan desired. So market will be paying close attention to the Bank of Japan Governor Uda's speech at the end of the interest rate decision, which will come in later on Thursday, 19th of March, somewhere around between 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Singapore time. So very likely he will paint a very balanced picture, citing the risk of stagflation, potentially allowing the Bank of Japan to tread very, very, very cautiously for their gradual interest rate hike policy. So if this scenario were to take shape, there could be a risk that the dollar yen will continue its ascent towards this 161 psychological level, and breaking above 161, potentially we may start to come in at 162. And bear in mind that over here, that so far we do not see any verbal intervention yet coming up from the relevant Japanese regulator. If this scenario were to happen, the yen could actually weaken much further in line with the broad-based dollar strength that is being seen across the board.
Very interesting, Kelvin. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again next week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.